In last night's debate, there was a lot of blame for the economy crawling to a halt. Not a lot of discussion about how to help it reopen safely and help workers get back in. In some parts of the country, whole sectors, health clubs, office buildings, schools, restaurants, movie theaters, and clubs are only slowly reopening. So what are the rights of people who work at these businesses? Can you decide it's not safe? Will you get fired if you don't feel it is? What about employers? What are their responsibilities and what are their rights? If a worker wants to continue to work from home, but an employer feels it's not productive, can they force them to go in? Sharon Block is executive director of the Labor and Work-Life Program at Harvard Law School. She joins us now to wade through so many questions. Professor Block, welcome.
Thank you.
Start with, you know, there are parts of the country where states and jurisdictions are not requiring people to wear masks. But if a worker feels that's the only safe way to go back to work, is an employer required to provide that safety for their worker?
So employers are required under the law to provide what we refer to as a safe and healthful workplace for all their employees. Ordinarily, you would expect that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which is the federal agency responsible for enforcing that responsibility for employers, to have answered questions like this, to tell employers, you know, what they believe is necessary for them to provide a safe and healthful workplace under these conditions. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. OSHA has provided them with some voluntary guidance. CDC has put guidance out. There are lots of sources of information, but in terms of what workers have a right to expect, it's sadly a very difficult question to answer at this point.
Yeah. If a worker doesn't feel they're safe, can they demand that they work from home?
Workers always have a right to refuse to work in a workplace that poses an imminent threat to them. You know, you have to know the particular circumstances, but it seems in light of how serious it is to get COVID, that if a worker feels like they are not being protected in the workplace, that qualifies.
And if they don't have a union, do they just go to OSHA as you normally would if you don't feel safe in a workplace?
Right. This is where it gets tricky. Yes, they should go to their employer. They should express these concerns. They should say what the grounds for those concerns are, and they should document all of that. If their employer does not fix the situation and insists that they go to work, again, they can refuse to do that. They should file a complaint with OSHA. In many states, there's a state government agency that also looks at public health and at occupational safety and health. So they should let their state public health agency know. You also have federally protected rights when you stand together with your coworkers, even if you're not in a union. So to the extent that this is a common concern among workers, it's always a good idea to go together to your employer and stand up together.
Yeah. Well, and you also have the avenue of a lawsuit. Earlier this month, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation to protect employers against these suits, again, from people, you know, feeling that they're not safe.
So a few responses to that. First, I haven't seen the evidence that there has been some huge uptick in lawsuits brought by workers against their employers. And in fact, workers have very few ways of bringing lawsuits against their employers because in every state except Texas, employers are covered by workers' comp systems. And under workers' comp, workers actually aren't allowed to sue their employers if they get sick on the job unless the employer acts really outrageously. So there's actually the opposite problem, which is workers trying to get protections under workers' comp to get compensation and employers fighting with them and dragging out litigation over whether they actually got exposed on the job or not. As of right now, there have been thousands and thousands of complaints to OSHA by workers. And for the most part, OSHA is just telling employers, do your best with no follow-up. And then only a very, very like single-digit handful of actual citations being issued against employers, despite the fact that hundreds or thousands of workers have died on the job from COVID.
Well, I'm thinking about meatpacking places and things like
exactly.
that. Well, lawsuits have been successful in at least one case. We're reading about in Dallas, a restaurant had a no mask policy. They were insisting that their workers not wear masks. there was a kitchen worker who violated that, wore a mask, and they stopped giving her hourly shifts because, again, they had a no-mask policy, and a judge ruled in her favor. So there can be that avenue.
Yes, there can be. But generally, it is difficult for workers to be able to bring those kinds of cases. But, you know, if you think of the circumstances that like frontline workers find themselves in, you know, we're in the midst of a pandemic, we're in the midst of a recession that is hitting low-wage workers in just almost unprecedented ways, right, with tens of millions of workers still unemployed. The idea that workers have got to go out and find a lawyer and navigate this complicated legal system in order to stick up for themselves, to be safe on the job, it is hard to imagine that the biggest problem we're going to have as our economy opens up more and more is that too many workers figure that out as a means to protect themselves. I mean, sadly, it's much more common that they can't.
What about employers? The ones who understand that they have to keep their workplaces safe. Can workers be told you have to wear a mask?
You know, I do believe that most employers want to do the right thing. So they can, in fact, make a condition of the job that workers do what's necessary to keep everybody in the workplace safe and healthy.
What about if a worker just doesn't feel safe coming back? Maybe they have a compromised immune system. Maybe they're older. Can an employer tell them, you have to come back? It's not productive. We can't afford you working from home. It doesn't work for our bottom line.
So again, we come back to the fact that workers can't be forced to work in an unsafe workplace. Now, it gets complicated if they're not, you know, if they truly can't do the job, even with proper protections, then, you know, you look at whether they can be provided paid sick time to be able to address, you know, if they're quarantining or they have somebody in their family who's quarantining and so they have to take care of them or who's sick. You certainly hope in most circumstances that employers and employees can figure out together.
Right.
But then we also have all of these different supports for people who truly can't work because of the pandemic that Congress passed. Sadly, some of them have expired. Others are going to expire if Congress doesn't renew them. They should be able to get unemployment insurance under these different programs, even if they wouldn't have been able to get it in normal circumstances. But again, these are proving to be very difficult processes for workers to navigate in many states. There are backlogs. And since the summer, there's this threat hanging over all of these programs that they will run out.
Well, I wanted to ask you, at one point, people who had to stay home to take care of their children, there was the Families First Coronavirus Response Act passed in March, and employers had to pay for up to 12 weeks at 2/3 of your regular pay if you had to care for a child. Is that still an option?
I think it is, but again, there's concern about when that is going to run out. But yes, if you have to stay home because because you have these responsibilities that are directly related to the pandemic, there are supports in place.
Can an employer tell a worker, we don't want you coming back in because you're older or pregnant and we don't want to be responsible?
No. I mean, what the employer needs to do is to provide each of their workers a safe and healthful workplace. So the employer would need to analyze the situation, say, how do my work processes work? What do my employees do? How can I make sure that I'm providing the PPE that they need? And so making some kind of blanket determination because you're pregnant, because you're older, I'm not going to do the kinds of measures that are necessary to keep you safe on the job. An employer can't do that.
Sharon Block, anything else you want us to know? We know you have a report that you've co-authored called Clean Slate. It has recommendations for all employees. We'll link people to it. But, you know, can you tick off other things you'd like people going back to the workforce to know?
My belief is that workers often know more about their workplace than anybody else. And so I think the best possible path forward for employers who want to do the right thing is to listen to your workers, ask what they think can make them safe and comfortable on the job, or what support do they need to be able to do their jobs from home and sort of navigate this together.
We understand the CDC also has some recommendations, you know, no handshaking, wash hands, wash down doorknobs and things that might get touched a lot.
Yep, there is good information out there. A lot of unions, worker organizations, CDC, state and local governments are stepping up to try to fill in this void. So that's great advice. I think there is a lot of good information out there for employers and workers who want to work together on figuring this out.
That's Sharon Block, Executive Director of the Labor and Work-Life Program at Harvard Law School. Professor Block, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed the conversation.
So here's another lawsuit. It was from a Kentucky funeral home president against the company which owned the home. The funeral home president says she was fired by the company for following state recommendations on size limits at a funeral. She was limiting the number of people who could attend per her state, and she was fired. The lawsuit was settled privately out of court. In other words, she won. Your work experience. Welcome here, hereandnow.org.